This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, September 23. Unceasing Prayer. Our reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. How can a person pray continually? Is that possible? At first, we might think this command means we should be kneeling or bowing our heads and praying with our eyes closed 24/7. But thinking of prayer only in terms of certain actions or postures can really limit our understanding. Prayer is so much more. We've been looking at prayer this month as a matter of the heart. This means prayer is not an activity that's different from all the other things we do. It's directly connected to every aspect of our lives for the enjoyment and the deepening of our relationship with God. Many years after the writer Flannery O'Connor died, some of her prayers were published in a book titled A Prayer Journal. Her prayers in that book beautifully express her desire to love God and to think about God all the time. Like many of us, O'Connor also chided herself for neglecting prayer. But even her frustrations with prayer were a way of praying. Anytime that we think about or are made aware of God and are moved to respond, we engage in prayer. As someone said, you can always have a word with God. That can happen when we enjoy God's presence or when we crave it. It can happen in momentary bursts of gratitude, sporadic intercession, and silent desire. Continual prayer is the steady beat of a heart turned toward God. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for giving us so many different ways to pray. Keep us close to you. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.